Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. For the third consecutive meeting on Monday night, the Northfield School Board had a conversation about childcare, the costs associated with childcare, and the school district's role in offering such programs. Childcare has now become another in a long list of post-COVID crises. There are more kids in need of daycare than there are spots in childcare centers. Beyond that, many families who require childcare cannot afford to pay for it, meaning one of the parents, if there are two, must stay home and take care of the children until the kids are ready to go to school. Early Ventures and Kid Ventures, the two childcare programs run by the Northfield School District, are among the most respected programs in Northfield, if not southern Minnesota. Northfield Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, said the demand for those programs bears out.
Basically, all of our early ventures programs are full very shortly after they open registration. So you have to have a ratio of one staff member for so many students. Obviously, there's one staff member for fewer infants than there are for one staff member per 5-year-olds.
But like every other child care system in the state, the high costs of running the ventures programs is outpacing the revenue that the program can produce. Hillman said they could open another infant room and it would be filled immediately. However, another element complicating the story is the commitment that would be made to the children that they care for. Opening an infant room means making the commitment that care will be available to each of those infants until they are old enough to go to school. The problem becomes having enough staff in the Kid Ventures program to fulfill that commitment. He said in early ventures, the demand is for spots that are not there, but in Kid Ventures, the demand is for staff that they cannot find. Kid Ventures employees work a morning and afternoon split shift, which can make hiring difficult, even in a time when staffing was a much easier proposition than it is today. And he said the problem is not unique to Northfield.
This is a statewide issue. You have the dilemma where we need to charge, right? It's a four-fee program, but if we charge as much as what we know the program is going to cost, the specific early ventures program, what's going to happen is the cost then becomes too great for so many people. So everyone is in this dilemma of how do you handle the revenue and expenditure to make sure that you're breaking even.
Despite this being a common problem, there are no easy or obvious solutions. The school board met in a work session on Monday night prior to the regular meeting so they could focus on this one issue. Hillman advised the board that they need suggestions to help keep the ventures programs going. There will be further discussion on the issue at the board's next meeting on July 22nd. Meanwhile, the Northfield School District is offering another tour of the high school facility on Saturday. Superintendent Hillman is heading up a campaign that will offer as much information as district voters would like to have regarding the referendum that will be on the ballot in November, asking voters to approve a massive remodeling and renovation of Northfield High School. The tour will go through the plans for renovation and building of a new classroom structure, the reasons behind it, the costs, the individual tax impact, and anything else the voters might question. The tour of Northfield High School is set for this Saturday at 9 a.m. and should run for about 2 hours. Dr. Hillman said attendees should come to door number 10 at the high school. The tour will begin in the media center with a presentation followed by the guided tour and a time for questions. Hillman said it is important that people see and feel the problems with the building firsthand to truly understand why the renovations are necessary. For more information, visit northfieldschools.org/reimagine. And with 7 people running for mayor and 3 running for second ward city councilor, a primary will be held on August 13th, and the League of Women Voters of Northfield and Cannon Falls, along with St. Olaf College's Academic Civic Engagement Program and Carleton College, will hold candidate forums on June 27th, giving each candidate time to demonstrate their positions on the issues and distinguish themselves in the crowded races. During the forum, candidates will deliver a 2-minute opening statement. Each candidate will then have 1 minute to answer the questions posed by the moderator. Voters may submit questions for the candidates by emailing them to contactus@lwvnorthfieldmn.org. Audience members will also have the ability to submit questions in writing at the event. Any questions submitted electronically will remain confidential with all identifying information removed before the event. The League reserves the right to revise, edit, and condense the submitted questions. A statement issued by the League of Women Voters of Northfield and Cannon Falls said the organization does not endorse candidates for office or political party. This event is meant to help voters learn about each candidate in order to make an educated decision when they head to the polls. The forums will be held on Thursday, June 27th at the Viking Theater in Buntrock Commons at St. Olaf College. The Northfield Mayor Candidate Forum will begin at 6 p.m. and will run for approximately 1 hour. After a 5-minute recess, the Northfield City Council Ward 2 Candidates Forum will begin, ending shortly after 8 o'clock. Catherine Davis, a member of the Rochester League of Women Voters, will moderate the mayoral forum. The moderator for the City Council Forum has yet to be announced. These forums will be recorded and posted to the League's YouTube channel in early July. This event is free and open to the public. For more information, visit lwvnorthfieldmn.org. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The One.